Last Friday afternoon, President Michael D. Higgins was in the village of Letterfrack in County Galway to open the Connemara Sea Week Festival 2014. The festival is celebrating its 30th birthday with the unveiling of the Letterfrack Poetry Trail, which consists of 9 specially commissioned poems on plaques which are placed around the village and the park. Among the poets involved are Theo Dorgan, whom we heard earlier on the programme, Rita Ann Higgins, Louis Dupuyr and Paula Meehan. Evelyn O'Rourke walked the trail with founder Leo Hallisey, and she met some of the poets involved along the way.
You're standing at the entrance to Connemara National Park here on a bright day. How about that?
The voice of Leo Hallisey there, my tour guide for the afternoon, and the person credited with coming up with the idea for the poetry trail. It's all part of the celebrations for Connemara Sea Week, and Leo is involved in that, and Bog Week, and generally celebrating the village of Letterfrack. The poetry trail, it's such a simple idea, and yet maybe it's one of the first.
Well, I think it could be one of the first that where it's actually organised. There are trails where the trails happen after a number of poems have been written. But in this case, we actually commissioned 9 poets to do the business. Shortish poems on the theme of place.
So I'm stepping in here through this kind of porch area at the visitor centre, and the cafe, as we can hear in the background there, is doing a storm selling tea and coffee. But here in front of me is the first poem, and this is the Theo Dorgan piece.
It's a lovely piece. It's on larch and it's laid on slate. That's the old slate of the building, the reform school. What I'd like to think of is the old and the new, and we're taking cognizance of the old and we're not trying to brush it under the carpet or say it never existed. And then the larch is a timber that would be associated with, say, Corrocks and boat building and all that, and would have residences for Connemara. And then the words are etched into the wood. And I wanted that to suggest that we weren't doing surface jobs, that we had commissioned 9 eminent poets to do work, and we gave them carte blanche and just a very loose theme. And they came up with some lovely work, I think, really.
Leo, the first poem here is Waystation from Theo Dorgan. Do you want to introduce it to us and then maybe you'd read a little excerpt for us?
When I see the poem, I think of Theo's great humanity. And it also captures the essence of certain parts of rural Ireland. Waystation by Theo Dorgan. A lone cottage, the wind clattering an unhinged door. Damp reek. Vetch and bindweed climbing to empty windows. Scabbed, lichened plaster, peeling. Rust-red corrugated, threatening to take flight. Nothing unusual.
Another poet who answered Leo's call is Louis Dupuyr. I met him standing in the car park in front of the green in Letterfrack. Behind is where the old industrial school was, which is now a hive of activity for over 500 students, as Louis explained to me.
This is an extraordinary transformation that has taken place in the small village of Letterfrack. There's a population of only 100 people here. They sustain educational initiatives that have 500 students here. There are arts practices going on here, right behind us here. There's restoration going on at a very high level of craft work. There's a furniture school here. If we were really sincere about what we think that arts and culture can contribute to Ireland, particularly to economic regeneration on the west coast of Ireland and small rural communities, this is exactly what is meant by it.
Now, that's all well and good, but Louis Dupuyr himself is a very busy man. So why did he agree to sign up for Leo's poetry trail?
My poem is about the relationships between fathers and sons. It's a very masculine poem, I think, although there's a woman in it as well. And it's about connecting different places across the generations. Seamus Heaney famously said one time, Irish people should be able not only to be in 2 places at the one time, but to be in 2 times at the one place. So my poem tries to make Cork part of Letterfrack. A good trick if I can get away with it, wouldn't you say? Clegeeny. Tan vaidin cho socker I gonamara. Gugloshim Cligin onifig a buola, a gloss on togali, la vil on dig. an vaistech cho hetrum, gom rahim gir an ail maher, se smit a bloc an aimid ar chul an tí a gorkig. Nor glean ma vam on gishten, arian se a vaher féin ar aal an aher, tacht a stach an iin air sar a vúr oise. Ta se demni an a dís, is ta aher cho garedo len a chrekin féin. An vaidin cho soccer, go glushin se cligin ifige an agin a vic, blianta fado valle. Ar aalish gula ghoan dianta ge go foil, tacht a stach an ish sar a vúr oise.
Leo and I said our goodbyes to Louis in the car park and turned around, making our way past Michael Gorman's poem and Mary O'Malley's poem. Letterfrack is buzzing with energy nowadays, but the brutal history attached to the Letterfrack Industrial School is a shadow that some of the writers decided to tackle on the trail. Leo guided me up the path towards the Letterfrack Industrial School graveyard, and this is the site where Paula Meehan's poem will be erected. I met up with Paula to ask her about the inspiration behind the piece that she had chosen to write for the trail.
My own landscape, or my childhood landscape, is the inner city of Dublin. So our relationship, if you like, as a community with that area, especially Letterfrack, is one that is really contested and still full of a lot of grief. So I felt that to step up to the project, I would have to write out of that historical framework. I still think that that history and what was hidden down there really needs to see the light of day. So this is where the two short twinned poems come out of. The first one is called The Boy from the Gloucester Diamond, and the Gloucester Diamond is a particular part of the street in the north inner city. What did we know of bogs, their beauty, the names of their flowers, their wild skies? We cursed those cold black-robed men who swept the four winds and the four known seasons out heaven's door down on us below. They were beyond all sense, all reason. By an unmarked grave we knelt and wept, spoke of his head of curls, his green eyes, his broken back, his small hands empty.
And there is a second piece that Paul has written for the trail, and it's called A Cardboard Suitcase. But finally, it seems appropriate to leave the last word to Leo Halsey. What are his hopes for the trail?
The notion of walking in a trail is an old thing here for our landscape, like, because you people go to sacred wells and older places in the landscape where they go, and there's a pattern or a shape to that walk, and there's a pattern to this walk, and I'd like to think that people would take time out and walk this walk, and it's a period for reflection.
Martin Hayes playing Lament for Limerick, ending Evelyn O'Rourke's report on the Letterfrack Poetry Trail, which President Higgins opened on Friday last. The trail, which takes about 90 minutes to complete, takes about 90 minutes to complete, and more information can be found on CEECC.org. That's C, then two E's, two C's, .org.